Today, Judge Marshall was presented arguments into if the crime scene photos of Maddie Mogan and Ethan Chapin should have a permanent injunction, meaning you can still have transparency into the entirety of this investigation, but when it comes to the deceased, imagery should not have been released. Now, let me walk you through what happened today. So who is going up against the city? We know that we have Maddie's mom, and we know that we have members of Ethan's family. Family's lawyers representing both families is highlighting the fact that the city took it upon themselves before this lawsuit came into play, when it comes to the Privacy Invasion Act, to redact certain things. In body cam footage, we have seen the black boxes that were placed over the imagery. We have seen in the photographs that came out from a local news station, the blurring effect that was taken. And the reason they did that is because it brings weight to that invasion of privacy. Family lawyers highlight, even when it comes to blood, loved ones don't feel that blood should be released out there because it's a part of the body. They don't feel that blurring these images in the way that they did was enough, because it should have been black box where it blocks the imagery completely. In addition to that, they are also highlighting, when it comes to witnesses, certain audio and imagery to protect their privacy to also be redacted or looked at case by case. I'll swing it over to the city of Moscow. Hey, we are the middleman. And when it comes to what the written law is, there is transparency in investigative reports and police work. That is the right to the public. And when it comes to imagery, when it comes to body cam footage, that is transparency. And they have already received hundreds of requests for body cam footage from the police, as well as photographs. The city of Moscow did acknowledge the family's pain and understanding why they are here. But like the city was highlighting, when it comes to the law as it is right now, the city doesn't get to say to every request that comes in, why do you want this, and then determine if they should give it or not. However, highlight that they don't feel that when it comes to the blood being shown, that that is correlation to the body. The example that this representative gave was, if I cut myself, blood leaves my body, so the blood should be separate from the body imagery. At the end of this, the judge did not reach a verdict. In fact, she made an extension on this injunction, meaning that everything is basically paused when it comes to things being released. You can still have transparency in this entire investigation without seeing photographs of the deceased. That's my opinion. I will absolutely keep you updated with any developments that come out on this. The judge did not say when she's going to make her decision, but if you follow along on Latah County's website, you can see the proceeding, and we'll have to wait and see what she's going to rule or if there will be another hearing.